This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to The Stand with Eamon Dunphy. Now, the Champions League semi-final, the first Champions League semi-final, took place in Munich last night. Bayern Munich were playing Real Madrid. It finished a 2-2 draw. Before that, Manchester City had been knocked out on penalties by Real Madrid. I don't know how Real Madrid managed to survive against Manchester City. Not many people do, but they did. And, of course, last night against Bayern Munich, they also had a torrid time, but a penalty by their great player, Vinicius Junior, Brazilian player, two goals from him, the second one a penalty, and they go back to the Bernabeu in Madrid next week as favourites to go through to the final. They've won this Champions League, and before that it was called the European Cup, 15 times, and they've been, I think, in 12 of the last 14 semi-finals in the Champions League. It's a great club, historic club in the world as well as in Spain. And we're joined now by Richard Fitzpatrick, an Irish journalist, contributor to the Irish Times and other periodicals, and an expert on Spain, Spanish football, and Barcelona, where he lives. Richard, thank you very much for joining us. I think you asked the question at one stage, how did Madrid survive in Manchester? And again, last night, they weren't quite as dominant as City were, but certainly Bayern played way above what I've seen them play before this season.
Yeah, what another amazing night of European Cup football. Thank God for springtime and the Champions League knockout stages. The press here in Spain, they always have a similar variation on the headline, Madrid never die.
Yes.
They just have this extraordinary capacity to endure pressure and come out. How on earth they came out with a 2-2 draw last night? That two good chances, they took them. That's the way they operate. They're a team of moments, but they have this, just as someone put it a couple of weeks ago, this pathological optimism when it comes to playing in big European Cup nights. They never wilt. Even though they're under the cosh, like against Man City in particular, at the Etihad, a journalist with El País, I think it was, said Man City were using the ball as an instrument of torture. Real Madrid couldn't get a sniff at it, yet still they came out, tying the game and winning on penalties. And again, against Bayern Munich, similar pattern. It's just that kind of incredible self-belief they have that they will endure, and whatever kind of problems they have with their, like they had to play Lucas Vazquez last night as a full back. He was cut out for one of the goals, but they still managed to survive these big ties and come back to the Bernabeu, and they'll obviously fancy themselves.
Yeah, so they have, of course, one of the greatest coaches I think of all time, Carlo Ancelotti, who's won everything. He's probably won as much individually in his various coaching roles, and also as a player, a great coach. I think one of the greatest of all time, undoubtedly. And he doesn't do you any harm having him on the touchline. He's not afraid to make big decisions. He made one last night when he took Jude Bellingham off, I think, with about 25 minutes to go. That was a very big decision because Bellingham has done really well there. I like him as a player, Richard, I think, and he's scored, I think, 20 goals this season. He's a hell of a player. But he off he came, and they made this tactical change.
Yeah, Ancelotti has been, even just with Bellingham alone, he's been pivotal in his performance at Real Madrid. He took him off just as background. Bellingham had a virus last season. He's hardly trained, last week he's hardly trained in the last week before this game. So he was pulling up with cramps. So that partly that informed that decision to substitute him. But his impact in La Liga has been amazing. And Ancelotti rebuilt the team around him. He created this diamond formation with Bellingham at the top, a midfield diamond, to facilitate him. They've been playing without a centre forward all season. They actually don't have a number nine in their squad numbers since Benzema left. They haven't.
He wears the number five, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to get to the culture of this great, great club, and in passing to note that no Premier League club made semi-final, and the Premier League is regarded as being the best, quote-unquote, the best league in Europe. I've often made that claim myself, but certainly there's no shortage of people willing to make that claim, yet no Premier League club in the semi-final. The Real Madrid story, Richard, is amazing, and the president, Florentino Perez, is the man who has not just dominated in his personality and the choice of coaches and indeed in the players they go after, I think, but also financially. And while Barcelona are a basket case financially, Real Madrid are very, very strong. And you've written about this and you talk about he's the guy who wants to push this European Super League, and he may well get a result there as well. But he has kept Real Madrid a wealthy club. And there's something called the Mbappe Law. Kylian Mbappe from PSG is going to Real Madrid next season, as is Alfonso Davies, who's a brilliant player for Bayern Munich, with a fascinating story. He was born in a refugee camp. But just to talk about the Mbappe Law and how Florentino operates.
Yeah, you're right to flag Florentino. The culture of the club comes from the top. I remember Gerard Pique said this in an interview about 5 years ago, to do with Barcelona. At the time, they had a very weak president. And there is a structure you need in the club with the president at the top, then the coach, and then the players. If that's out of kilter, he was talking about Barca. He was implying Barca was run by the players, by Messi. He was the de facto president of the club. The culture was upside down. You could see it, for example, at Manchester United since Alex Ferguson left. They've got absentee landlords, the Glaziers, and the club is just all over the shop in recruiting managers and recruiting players. Whereas Real Madrid's culture comes from the president. He's the lighthouse, and Florentino has basically been in power since 2000 with a brief 3-year absence. And his model is a direct replica of Santiago Bernabeu, who built the club. He literally built the club. He built the Bernabeu in 1947. They renamed the stadium after him in 1955. Imagine having the biggest stadium in Europe named after you, and you're still in your 50s. Like that, just
I won't hold my breath, Richard.
Yeah, it just goes to show you the power that man Santiago Bernabeu, a co-founder of the European Cup, had. He was the only man who could make fun of Franco to his face. So that's the kind of culture at Real Madrid, a strong leader at the top. So they can hire and fire coaches. Coaches come and go. Ancelotti, you rightly flag, is one of the greatest coaches of all time. He's the only guy to win the European Cup 4 times, could win a 5th now as manager, and has won one as a player as well. But Ancelotti was fired by Florentino Perez back in 2015. And Florentino was asked about it a few weeks afterwards, why did you fire him? And he said, I don't know. You know, that that's the way he operates. But Ancelotti was happy to come back to the club again because, you know, that's the way they roll at Real Madrid. So, like, people make fun of Real Madrid. They don't have a sporting director. Florentino and the director general, Jose Angel Sanchez, do the recruitment. But they have quietly rebuilt this team. At the moment, they talk about this Real Madrid team being in transition. You're moving out players like Modric and Cruz. Casemiro left a couple of years ago, and bringing in all these new players one by one. And they'll, as you said, they'll likely have Mbappe in the summer to join this squad. And Ancelotti is working under those conditions, transitioning the team. But there's just such a solid structure there that that it's business as usual. It's so hard to put your finger on it, why they're so effective in Europe. They haven't been domestically very strong over the last 20 years. It's Barca won the majority of league titles. Yes. Historically, Real Madrid, you know, won six league or eight league titles in the 60s. They did five in a row in the 80s. But over the last 15 years, they've only won maybe five La Liga titles. So maybe they're saving themselves for those big European nights, the likes of Man City and that.
But they're debt-free, Richard, which is critical relative to Barcelona, yeah, who are broke. And there is something you mentioned to me before about what's called the Mbappe law, which is allowing them to pay Mbappe, I think it's 300 or 400 million. God knows, we don't know the truth of that. But it's enough to beat all off all the other clubs in Europe. And you point out that the sort of best seats in the stadium at the Bernabeu are always occupied by the creme de la creme of Madrid's political and business elite, and that sort of relationship Perez has with, for example, the Madrid community president, it allowed him to re-engineer the region's income tax rate and to do all kinds of extraordinary things that would be unthinkable anywhere else, but make a lot of money, save a lot of money for the club.
Yeah, I mean, it's comical. Florentino has been pushing this European Super League for the last few years, complaining about the state-owned clubs, Manchester City's and the Paris Saint-Germain's,
yes,
that the likes of Real Madrid can't compete with them financially. And it's true in a lot, yes, of instances. That's why Mbappé stayed at Paris Saint-Germain in 2021, when everyone thought he was going to Real Madrid.
Yeah, the Qataris, of course, own PSG, yeah.
Exactly. They paid the biggest contract in sports history to him, $630 million over 3 years. It's just extraordinary money. But Florentino Perez is effectively president of a state club, Real Madrid. That's, like you suggest, this Mbappe law that Florentino has maneuvered. He's in bed with Partido Popular, the conservative party, who run the Madrid community, one of the 17 regions in Spain. So he managed them to change the income tax law for the rich. They say Madrid is a paradise for the rich. So a player like Mbappe, he would be paying twice as much tax if he went to a club like Barca in Catalonia as he would, yes, in Madrid.
20% in Madrid, isn't it?
Yeah,
which is the same, as you point out to me, yeah, in a memo you sent me, Richard. It's the same rate as the minimum wage earners in Spain.
Yeah, that's, people in Spain are up in arms about this. The Milleristas, that these people on a minimum wage that take home maybe 1,200 a month. So Mbappe is paying the same rate of tax as these guys. But that's how Florentino operates. And again, that goes back to Santiago Bernabeu. In his days in the 1950s, the VIP room at the Bernabeu Stadium was stocked with the bureaucrats and the head of police and the ministers who ran Franco's state. Today, it's the same. All the big power brokers in Spain reside in that VIP box. You can see them at matches and the celebrities like Rafa Nadal. Now, look, the same happens in Barcelona at Barca games.
Yeah, yeah.
The Catalan state is, all the head honchos there go to the Barca games. But, you know, you don't have that model in England, for example, where a club is so heavily linked with the government.
Yes, of course. The question of racism arises and has arisen, Richard, as you know, because you've written about it, very recently, Vinicius Jr., who is a Brazilian, he broke down crying at a press conference before Spain played Brazil, saying he feels less and less like playing at all, but feels if he leaves Spain, the racist will win. Compared to, you know, there's racism in the United Kingdom as well. It's everywhere, but not happily present in football or sport in this country, and not so much in our society. But this is a pretty horrible story when a great young player, he scored 2 goals last night, for example. But when anybody is subject to racism, it's dreadful. But he appears to have been badly affected to the point where he doesn't really want to play. Is that a reflection of Spanish society?
Well, it does reflect very poorly on Spanish society, and it's not an isolated case. Vinicius is getting the worst of it because he raised his head above the parapet and he started calling out the racists. And
yes,
it's got into very ugly scuffle or fight. We spoke about it when it surfaced last May after a game in Valencia. The game had to be stopped because of the racist chanting in yes, the stadium. But the problem, it's complicated. The people are saying that Vinicius brings it on himself, that he provokes rival players with his flamboyance, that he provokes rival fans by, you know, with his gestures and stuff. That's like normal, just, you know, carry on for in football stadiums. There's nothing out of the ordinary in it. But they say, oh no, this is, it's tit for tat, which there's no excuse for racism. It's just an illogical argument. But that's the debate here in Spain. A lot of people take that position, saying that he brings it on himself. But it's not just Vinicius, although he, like I say, there's been 16 incidents of racism reported to the authorities, to the prosecutors over the last two seasons involving Vinicius. It's like, it's extreme.
And he's not the only one. And they have other black players playing for Madrid.
Not the only one. You go through that squad, Tchouaméni, in March, about 6 weeks ago. He scored the winner against Real Mallorca away on the island of Mallorca. Was getting racist abuse. Duke Bellingham, English player, he says it's so commonplace at this stage he doesn't even notice it anymore. Can you imagine that? And it's not like Real Madrid or in the eye of the storm. Other clubs also have their black players racially abused. As recently as last Saturday, Athletic Bilbao were playing in Madrid at Atletico Stadium, a big game for Champions League place. They're fighting for fourth place. About 30 minutes into the game had to be stopped again because of racist chanting. Nico Williams was getting while taking a corner. Nico Williams, you'll see him in the Euros this summer. He's one of Spain's star players, man of the match in the Copa del Rey final about a month ago. And the stadium went through their protocol, ref stopped the game. There was an announcement over the PA, about the misbehaviour. The stadium that started booing this announcement. It's really, really disappointing. So it's just rife. There doesn't seem to be an end to it. It's been ongoing all season. Harder measures need to be taken. Stadium closures or points deduction. Following this incident in the Athletic Bilbao game on Saturday, Atletico's, it has just been announced today, their part of their stadium will be closed for 2 games. I think they got a fine at 20,000, but I mean, that's a 65,000-70,000 seater stadium.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to affect them. It'll be just more the same. You can hang your hat on it, you know.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Just let me ask you finally, Richard, about Xavi, the great captain of that great Barcelona side that Pep Guardiola coached and that was so wonderful to watch. I think it's 20 years ago now or thereabouts. He went to coach Barcelona this year. He said that he was going to leave, and now he's changed his mind. One of the reasons he said he was going to change his mind was the young players, some of the young players coming through Barcelona's system, and one in particular, Lamine Yamal, who's a 16-year-old winger who I saw playing in the Real Madrid-Barca Clásico a few weeks ago, who's absolutely extraordinary. So Xavi will be saying, this kid, Lamine Yamal, what's his background?
Yeah, his parents, he was born in Spain. His parents are from Northern and West Africa. He lives in Mataró, it's one of the kind of suburbs of Barcelona, one of the poorest areas in Catalonia. But he's been at La Masia since about 7 years of age, and he is just an absolute sensation. He made his debut last season at 15. People thought Xavi was doing it to, tie him in, make sure to lock him in contract-wise, but he has earned his place this season. He's the most important player in that Barca starting 11 at the moment. It's just extraordinary what he does. He's got the great traits of a winger. He had a day at the races at that Clásico. He ran. Camavinga was playing full back that night, and he just ran rings around him. He can score from outside the box. He's left legged. The thing that coaches flag about him, and Xavi has said this, is what he likes the best about him is that he makes the right decisions. And it's noticeable watching him after years of watching Dembélé in that position. It was when Dembélé was dreadful at decision making. This guy is a very smart footballer. So there's horrendous pressure on him now. He's still only 16. And
of course, the racism effect can kick him.
Yeah, totally.
To that young boy as well.
Yeah, you said it only about 2 weeks ago. On the night Barca got knocked out of the Champions League against Paris Saint-Germain, Manon Burgos, he used to be the right-hand man of Diego Simeone for years, an Argentinian ex-goalkeeper, was doing punditry for Movistar here in Spain. And before the game, he made this racist comment, just off the cuff racist comment about Lamine Yamal, that he'd end up at the crossroads shot if he doesn't perform tonight. Yeah. Both Barca and Paris Saint-Germain, who were coached by an ex-Barca player, Luis Enrique, they refused to talk to Movistar after the game. Manon Burgos was fired, which is something. But yes, that's the kind of flippant, just off the cuff racism you have. Yes. So Lamine Yamal will definitely have to endure that in stadiums. Also, there's the huge worry that he'll be overplayed. He'll be Spain's star on the Euros this summer. They've got the Olympics coming up in August. We've seen all the injuries. Pedri has really struggled with injuries for the last two seasons. And Fati looks as if he's never going to be the player he could have been because of injuries. So there is a big worry that he'll be overused. But my gosh, what a player!
Okay, well, that's one for our listeners who love football to look out for in the European Championship. And please God, he will be protected as much as you can from racism and indeed from playing too much football age 16. Richard, we're very grateful to you for joining us. Thank you very much indeed. We're grateful to Richard Fitzpatrick, to all of you for listening. That's all we have time for now. We'll talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.